Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome back to another of our ongoing series of audio interviews. Michael Creasa here, a.k.a. That Interview Guy. And today I have the lovely and talented Dave Beeson. And for those of you who don't know who Dave is, the guy travels the country from coast to coast. He's a renowned coach, speaker, guru. There's enough adjectives here to fill a book. But at the end of the day, he's probably one of the most generous guys I know when it comes to helping agents succeed. So without further ado, Dave, welcome to the call today.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for grabbing me here in between flights.
You've been everywhere. I know in the past couple of weeks, just trying to line you up for this call, it's like I'm chasing after two secretaries, your wife, your dog, and finally we're able to put this together, and you've got suitcase in hand, and you're going to be running out to the airport in about 20 minutes.
Well, it makes sense. We've been working like our agents that we work with have been trying to fill the pipeline and get people interested in buying and selling real estate and watching the fluctuations in the economy, trying to get them to pull the trigger so that we can, have a bright future. And we've been doing the same thing and talking to people who plan seminars and meetings and decision makers about the challenges facing today's real estate agent and how important it is to do something to help. I discovered with flying on the airplane, when people find out I'm in real estate, they always want to know if I'm a motivational speaker. And I've learned to say, well, I tried demotivational, but it just didn't work. And there's usually a little bit of giggle, and they go back to reading their magazine, so they leave me alone. But the ones that don't fade away end up asking me the question, oh, well, this must be a great market for you. And I say, what? And well, what's a great market for you? It must be tough. I mean, people must really need education. And you know, you would think so. But I came across this quote, and I know you do a lot of reading, this quote from a CEO of Fortune 500 who said, the thing my people need the most right now is training. The thing my people want to do the least right now is go to training. So it's been very interesting trying to push this piece of cooked spaghetti up the hill.
Well, do you figure it's because the merry-go-round has been so robust over the past few years that people just showed up, houses are being sold despite themselves, and now you have to rely on your skills, and dare I say a lot of the newer agents just don't have skills because it was just so easy.
All of that is true. I think some of us didn't even realize the merry-go-round stopped, and others, when they hear the word get back to the basics, don't have any basics to get back to. I mean, if you didn't do real estate in 04 or well prior to that, you probably didn't learn a lot of things you need to know, like how to bring the market to bear on a seller's pricing decisions. You know, literally, we used to talk about a 90-day price, a 60-day price, and a 30-day price. How long will it take to sell your home at a particular price? Today we have the price. If you ask that price, your home will be in foreclosure. You know, if you ask this price, your home will expire. If you bring the house down just a little bit in terms of price, we'll get showings. If you bring the price down just a little bit, we might get offers. And here, if you bring the price all the way down to this point, we might sell your home in less than a month and have multiple offers and sell your home for more than it's worth. So today, people that didn't know how to do a 90-day, 60-day, and 30-day price are having to deal with foreclosures, short sales, no offers versus low offers, or unbelievably low offers. Like I know somebody that showed a condominium for $865,000 new construction, and while they were cooking up the idea of making an offer for $650,000 to see where the seller lived, quote-unquote, haven't we heard that a lot, the builder actually reduced the price to $565,000. Well, now that's just shocking. I don't know how to handle that. And that's only because the builder is in, you know, bankruptcy and running out of credit and just has to sell this inventory. So that's a shift I saw take place just in the last week. And as that happens more and more, sellers are going to find out that you can sell your home, but you're going to have to sell it for less. When that happens, buyers will come in and try to buy. And if enough buyers come in to try to buy, prices will go up. And the next thing you know, we'll have a healthier market. But some agents don't even know that the market requires these new skills.
Well, let's get back to skills in a second here. A question I want to ask you, Dave, based on what you're saying here, and this is going to sound maybe kind of rhetorical, but if it's all about price, I mean, you could sell anything if the price is right. Do I need skill?
Well, absolutely, because listing a property, the act of, you know, getting the contract signed, improving your marketing, creating a relationship of trust and confidence that won't last 30 days until the offer comes from the home sells, but has to last maybe a year for three or four price reductions, that presentation is a very powerful presentation. And you must win the popularity contest to be liked. you must be also respected to be the number one agent that they would choose to do this job. You'd be a good communicator to show them how we create value and drive the market to their front door so their home sells before someone else's. And then while you're doing all of that, you must also be extremely strict and strong, like a doctor looking at an x-ray saying, we're going to have to take that out. You're going to need surgery. Your recuperation is 6 months. I mean, I know an agent by the name of Danny Grimes in Fort Myers, Florida, who's actually using an illustration of a broken bone with a big red dot on it saying, the market is broken. We're going to have to reset the market. It's going to hurt. Now, would you rather have an aspirin, or would you rather have this bone reset, and are you willing to wear a cast? May I speak clinically with you? Now, that's a person that's figured out how to talk about a really tough market.
Good thing he doesn't have a friend that's a proctologist, because I could have heard this.
I knew you would have a comeback for that. I'm going to use it with him when I see him.
The message would be the same. I think a bit more deeper and graphic, but...
deeper, I get it.
So let's take it, Dave, you know, using this analogy of a doctor, before they go into surgery, obviously they've got a plan of what they're going to do. They sit down with the patient. So let's pretend that the listeners right now are our patients. What is it as the doctor you're going to recommend for them to take advantage of? Because there are agents that are making big money in this marketplace. It's not all doom and gloom. It's a matter of perspective and knowing.
Well, there are. Let's talk for just a minute about two ways to be that agent. One is to list a lot of properties and be extremely realistic about what it takes to get your home sold up front. And when a listing doesn't sell, ask for the needed changes. And when you don't get the needed changes, be willing to quit.
Okay, let me jump on you here for a sec. When you say list a lot of properties, but you're not saying list at any price. You still have to be brutally honest about what you think that place is going to sell for.
Well, the key, honestly, to making a lot of money in the business is to have all the listings and to have them forever. Since you can't get them all, just get a lot. You can't have them forever. Have them as long as you can, but control the pain and control the expense. So if you can control the pain with a system, the expense with a reasonable promise, and use systems such as in top producer seller service updates, you mail them a copy of the ad or tell them there wasn't an ad or tell them you only advertise every 4 weeks or offer that you'll run ads as often as they wish as long as they pay for them in exchange for a lower commission. And I know people doing this. I'll charge a 0.5% lower commission if you'll give me a check tonight for $600, and I'll use it for the advertising. Oh, wait, do you think the advertising is a good idea? Well, no, but if you want advertising, we're going to use your money. Oh, okay, well, never mind. So then that gives them permission to not have to advertise and not have to spend a lot of money with a long market time and an uncertain future. And so these control concepts, and we can make a long list and work through them, and I do it in my coaching program in the 7th session on how to win in the listing. You just have to master a lot of these things. Here's one that's really simple. In order to save time on the listing presentation, be sure that you have a series of questions that are asked in advance to qualify the seller. Have you had an opportunity to talk with agents? Do you have a sense of the market value? In your opinion, do you feel your home has positive equity? By that I mean, will there be net proceeds at the sale? Have you talked to other real estate agents? What's the most important thing a real estate agent could do for you? Do you have any questions you want me to be prepared to answer? If I bring a competitive market analysis that shows the market value on your home, would you also like an appraisal, or are you more interested in the free opinion of value? If I could arrange the appraisal, would you like me to schedule that and get that going for you? You know, I mean, these kinds of questions, because value is really important, are just key. And using a program like eNeighborhoods that downloads from the MLS and makes colorful CMAs with charts and graphs and personalized to you and the customer that you can either print, show, or email, and doing all that with just a few clicks, even though it looks like you spent the afternoon inside, causes people to say, well, what do you think? What do you think, Michael? You're the expert. What's kind of the high and the low? I mean, we really want to sell our home. I mean, we don't want to give it away, but what do you think? What do you think? Where would you start it? You know, and when people lean forward that way and ask the question that way, they're saying, we are impressed. You are the authority. So we need to move to the authority position. And don't forget that you make more money with listings than without them. So don't disqualify too many people on the phone. But at the same time, be careful about your time use so that when you do go out and spend an hour with people, you can at least get a referral of someone who wants to buy or sell if you choose not to take their listing.
I think there was an interesting point about the idea of it's almost like you're partnering with the seller by saying, hey, you know, we can do advertising, and here's what it's going to cost you to do it. Make the check payable.
Exactly. And another way to partner I'm fond of the archery target. If you think about the great big, I think it's yellow and green and red, if I remember right, archery target, the ones that are stuffed with hay and the kids after school are out there trying to hit the target. That archery target is a great metaphor for what I call target pricing. And we start with the lowest price in the middle. So let's just say that homes in your neighborhood, your prestigious area, are in the 340 to 420 range. By that I mean one just sold for 340. So we put that 340 in the center, the dot. And then we go out one range and we say, well, they sell for 340, but out here there are a lot of people that are willing to try it at 349 to 359. Okay? And that's a little too high. So what we'll get is we'll get people to look at your home and maybe make an offer, but we might not be able to sell your home at that price. And then one ring out, you don't get a bullseye. You get a lower score. But what happens here is we go up 10 or 20,000 more in terms of price. And so when we raise the price, we get less interest. People might drive up and drive off. And then we raise the price a little bit more, and that's where your home fails to sell. And then we take the arrow and stick it in the middle, and we say, we want a bullseye. So we can ask any price you want for your home. But looking at the market, we just have to see what the market will bear. And the market is saying right now, 340. So, folks, I brought homes in all these price ranges just to show you there are people that want to try it at all those prices. The question is, how important is it to you to sell your home? And that's why I think this approach with the visual, the bullseye, with more market data in different categories, showing the sold price, for sale price, expired price, and confronting with market data boldly, like a doctor, can cause you to make a longer presentation, but a presentation, even if they say, well, we hear what you're saying, but we're not willing to sell it for 340. Let's go for 359.9. If we get an offer, we promise to look at it. And at that point, you say, you know what? This is a listing worth taking. This is a listing where I can come out in 3 weeks and say, you know what? We had 9 showings. We didn't have an offer. It's time for us to do something different. And it's worth it for me to be in this picture. That can't be done in 15 or 20 minutes. You can't make a 20-minute listing presentation and create that relationship. So we got to get better. We got to use visuals, practice scripts and dialogues. And we have to find our personal intensity to use the power of the market to make people make good decisions. In this market, because we've just talked about some challenged markets where homes take longer to sell and only some do, where buyers have so many homes to look at that unless you have buyer control concepts, like telling them how many homes most people see, like telling them what the average percentage of list price is, like telling them that homes that are just listed on the market may tend to sell for more than those that have been for sale for 3, 4, or 5 months because the fresh inventory attracts attention, more people see it, and the informed buyer who's seen a dozen homes is now ready to pull the trigger, so they do. If you don't prepare your buyers for the fact that they don't have to wait for a foreclosure, or a short sale, or an auction, they can look at any home in the market right now and make any offer that fits for them. The whole market is on sale for them as long as they're with you. And that's a different dialogue. But when you say it, you're saying, I'm willing to work hard for you. I'm willing to write multiple offers if that's what it takes. But I'll help you get a home on your terms in this market. And often people will make an offer. If they don't get the home, they immediately get more realistic. The next time they see a home that they really, really want, they ask for your advice and counsel, and you're in a much better position to help them buy. So you literally might have to show people 12 homes, write 2 offers in order to get paid once. But this is a market of opportunity for buyers and sellers because buyers have so much to look at, and they can make offers. And it's an opportunity for sellers because so many are in denial and using too high a price, the keep-it price, that if they are sincere about selling, they can ask the real price back to the bullseye, center of the bullseye where the arrow sticks. They can ask that price for a few thousand dollars more, and with an open mind, they can actually sell and move. And when they buy, they can buy a home for less than they would have paid any time in the last 2 to 3 years in most markets. So sell for a little less, buy for a lot less.
At the beginning of the call, we were talking about getting back to basics and the importance of that. And part of that is the tools and the ability to communicate. You mentioned your letter writer tool, and I know that you've got a new version that came out. Tell us a little bit about that and how that's going to help agents.
Well, I just had a chance on Friday to introduce a new program called Letter Writer Platinum. And Letter Writer Platinum, the idea is to take a look at some of these new niches, such as, hey, I'm a team. How can I broadcast that I'm on a team and so what? So what is a team good for? What's that about? That's about more than one person using their individual talents and skills to work together, pull together, and get better results. How do you tell that story? So we came up with two team promotion programs. And team could be part-time assistant. It could be, you know, kids in your family helping you. It could be your real team of transaction coordinators, buyer specialists, et cetera. It could be virtually an office of everybody working together. So team, as we know, is multi-phase, but we tell the story of the team. We also find a lot of people get the CRS designation, the ePro designation, and they maybe change their card, but they don't do anything else to tell anybody what it means. And as a past president of the CRS in 89 and having attended many courses and doing a lot of courses, I know that people learn a lot in these courses. They improve their skills, and they need to tell people the new value adds that they bring to the business. So there's a 12-month promotion campaign for CRSs to tell, let's say, 100 people you got your CRS and Certified Residential Specialist. What does it mean to you? And the same for the ePro designation. I've invested to learn about technology so I can bring more buyers to your home when you choose to sell. It puts money in your pocket. If you can bring the benefits to people, then you'll get, you know, paid back for earning these designations. And one of the other things that we put in that we didn't have before, because this is a new niche and a new level of profitability, was a 10-year follow-up program every other month for 10 years for people who buy, move in, move away, or never buy but could buy or could send a referral. Because people may stay in their homes a little longer with this mortgage mess that we have, with a slightly uncertain economy. People may stay longer, and if that's true, budget-wise, we might want to write them every other month instead of every month, and for longer instead of shorter, so we came up with a 10-year plan. There's 267 letters and 17 different plans. If people want to know more about Letter Writer Platinum, they can just go to our website.
Dave Beeson, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. I know you've got that plane that you've got to catch. My friend, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule, and continued success.
Thank you, Michael. I like what you do to help others who just have time to find you on the Internet or otherwise listen to this program. Thanks for helping me connect with more new people in this market of opportunity.